us moving out.
Hey, Jason?
Yes.
Hey, Jason, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How you been doing this week?
I'm doing good.
That's what I like to hear. I was following up with you about a conversation we had about putting moving out on the first page of the Google search results to help get some exposure to your potential prospects. I tried to circle back with you yesterday, but I wasn't able to get a hold of you. But I know you wanted to have your own website developed, and you were using Home Advisor by Angie's List last time we spoke. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I actually turned off all the leads, so pretty much I just paid the money for the year, and people can find me like that as well.
Well, they can, but the problem is that Home Advisor doesn't let those people call you directly. They have like a system set up with a like a tracking phone number type deal where it has like an automated message if they try to call you. I don't know if you ever try to call yourself off there, but it's like a lady, like, thank you for calling Home Advisor, you know, and then they only give you the leads if you're willing to pay for them. So if you turn your leads off, they don't send them to you, even if that customer's trying to call you directly, you know. So the only way you get leads off of Home Advisor is if you pay the lead fees, and then they charge you those lead fees even if you don't get the job. So it's kind of a headache.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to you about that last time, just briefly, you know, the listing that we have on Google, you know, customers can call you directly. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call. You also don't have to deal with your leads going to four or five other people, which is always nice and helps with your conversion. But Home Advisor gets a majority of their leads, or Home Advisor by Angie's, they're called, gets a majority of their leads from being on Google. So they have a Google listing, but their Google listing has like 10 of you on it. And then they just, when they get a lead, they resell it to you guys. So maybe they get it from Google for $5, but, you know, they sell it to you for 20, 30 and four other guys. And then now they got $150, you know, and they're out of it. Yeah. So that's kind of their business model. That's how they do things. That's why I wanted to circle back with you, because I was like, okay, if you could see a value in being up there, then, you know, let's list them independently. You know, I'm sure you'd like having people call you directly. The conversion rate's like 90% on the live calls that you answer when people hand select you off of Google. You know, they're already looking for the service you provide when they get your number. So once they call you, it's pretty much a done deal.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been the most profitable form of advertisement for the last like 15, 16 years too. I don't know if you've looked into Google advertising before, but.
I talked to Google. Was it local ads or something like that?
Yeah, you could do AdWords, like pay-per-click. This is the local listing.
Yeah.
So these are the ones that are next to the map. These are handled by the Google partners. So Google has a couple of partners that actually will call out on a spot when a position's available, and then we hand select who goes up there, and we maintain the profile for you guys, make sure it's working and you're generating traffic, so that way Google can see you as a reoccurring client every month.
Okay. I know I talked to them, but that was like $700 a week they wanted.
Woo! That's pay-per-click. That's for sure pay-per-click. Yeah, but we don't recommend pay-per-click unless you're trying to go further than 40 miles around our 40-mile radius around your business location. Because Google sent you that PIN verification letter, so that marks your center location. You remember getting that letter? It says Google on it. Got a little 5-digit number on the back.
Yeah.
A little postcard in the mail. Yeah. So the local listing will cover you up to a 40-mile radius from that address in all directions. The only time we ever recommend pay-per-click is if you're going, hey, I want to cover 100 miles. Like, okay, well, I can get you the 100 miles, but it's going to cost you. You know, I got to put you in this pay-per-click scenario where you're getting charged every time somebody clicks on the listing. So these local listings, they're not pay-per-click. You know, it's one flat monthly rate. You know, you get 100 clicks, 200 clicks, your bill is the same each month. It's not based on leads or clicks. It's just a flat monthly rate in order to maintain your positioning as top recommended for up to 15 different keyword terms or services.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the pricing, usually it's $4.99. I got it reduced the last time I talked to you down to $2.49. So that's pretty significant. It's about a 50% price reduction that I got you approved for. And we would lock you in at that rate. So it's not just the first month, like, hey, you know, we got you on the hook. Now you're all in love. it's $4.99 next month, it would stay $2.49 as long as you're with us on a month-to-month basis. And then there's a tracking system and everything, so you'll be able to see all the leads, the clicks, the calls we're getting for you, where they came from. You know, you'll have full transparency on what we're bringing to the table, and obviously our goal is to make those numbers appealing to you that you continue to use it each month.
Okay, so what does this exactly do? So I'll come up on top results like Google and all that?
Correct. So it's not just Google. Google, 90% of your calls are going to come from Google, but Google requires us to complete your online business profile in order for you to have that first page placement. So you're going to be on the first page of Google, first page of Bing, you're going to be on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. There's about 60 total directories that we submit you to. You can get clients from those directories too, but like I said, 90% is going to come from Google. That's what everybody uses. There's Amazon Alexa voice search results. We do build a website and do hosting. I know you already have your site. I don't know if you wanted to make changes to it, but we could definitely make changes to it for you. We wouldn't charge you anything extra for that. And then we also build a Facebook business profile for you as part of social media, and we do Facebook ads also in that package. It's all in the package. There's no extra charges outside of that $249. So it's, that's the reason it's usually $499, but you know, I'm giving you that same package and not cutting any corners to kind of set us off on the right foot and try to put us in position to do something long term. That's really our goal. You know, we want to build a long term business relationship with you. But
so it, I mean, definitely like helps out people though. They get more phone calls by doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Advertising on Google, like I said, it's been the most profitable form of online advertising. Like that's public information. You know, you can just look it up. It's been the most profitable form of advertising for years. The problem with the Google listings is the exclusivity. Is it's actually a huge benefit to you when you have the listing, but the people who don't have the listing, there's only three guys that could be listed within an industry and service area at a time. So you got to have one of these spots open up in order to actually put your business there. And that's kind of the frustrating thing for some people. That's why HomeAdvisor and Angie's List was motivated to do what they do. So they're like, hey, you know, there's a whole bunch of other businesses that want to get leads, but there's not a spot open. What if we, you know, buy an organic listing from Google and then we sell them some of the leads we're getting from it individually? So it does help some companies, but if they're selling the same lead to five of you, you know, 80% of you are getting nothing.
No,
it's just hopes and dreams.
The only reason I went on HomeAdvisor, I had a friend that was in the same business as me. Mm-hmm. And he's on there. He said he gets 65% of his jobs from HomeAdvisor. I was like, okay, so HomeAdvisor must be good. So they must, for him, go for some reason, you know?
Yeah, he's underestimating himself, though. There's something he's doing there. He must have, like, a lower rate than the other guys in the area that are calling or, you know, that. Or he's just a really good salesperson and really personable, you know, making friends real quickly. But those leads, they get texted to you and it's like you got to jump on them right away. If you wait even like 30 minutes, they're already getting called by two or three other guys and you're getting charged. You know, so he's obviously all over.
Because they won't let me get, I'm a moving company. They got me in there as a junk removal company. I said, no, we don't want to do that. So we want to be a mover. And they said we can't do it because we don't own our own trucks. We rent from U-Haul, Penske, you know, stuff like that. So they wouldn't let me on there. So I was like, well, let's just start it because it's very slow for us right now. It's February, the slowest month. So I was trying to do anything just to try to get more jobs for the summertime.
Yeah.
You know, I want to have a busy year for the guys. And that's why I did it. And I don't know if it's going to work out or not, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't sound practical if they're not allowing you to actually promote yourself as what you are. You know, why are you going to buy junk removal leads? You know, that doesn't make any sense. You know?
Yeah, so
the good thing about Google is it's very specific. You know, we use keywords searches. So, you know, moving company, best moving companies near me, you know, residential moving contractor, commercial moving contractor. You could really dive into it. You can have all those keywords. We list you for about 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. And I was scrolling through your site and I seen, you know, the pricing page and it's like, you know, two guys for 2 hours cover the cost of the program already for the whole month.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm putting you in position to, you know, have a cost-efficient solution. And like I said, the goal is to build something long-term with you. So, you know, even if we just start out like this to get everything up and running and show you what we can do, and then if you want to grow, you know, there's opportunities to grow by doing those Google ads. It gets more expensive. I think maybe we should wait until we know you can handle the 40-mile radius that we have you in, and then we can expand it later.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you can send to my email so I can do a little research and everything and look at it?
Yeah, absolutely. What's your email address?
Yeah, but it's jpierce.
jpierce.
Dot moving out at gmail.com.
Who built your website? I have two sites for you here for some reason.
Yeah, you see the one from, is it moving out dot services?
Yeah, that's the one I'm on.
Yeah, so I made that from GoDaddy.com.
Nice.
So I've made it, but you know, you just need to get the domain and create it yourself, kind of.
It says I emailed you before already.
Did you?
Yeah. Your email address popped up as somebody that I've already sent message to. Must have been last week. Let me see if I can refresh it. Or maybe it's in your junk mail.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. How long have you had this business? 7 years?
Yeah, 7 years.
Surprised
it's
we haven't worked.
It's not local service ads, right?
No, local service ads is Google Guarantee. We do that also, though. That goes through, usually it's hosted by Google partners. They do an extensive background screening on you. That one's different.
That's the one that,
that's pay per lead.
Like $700 a week.
Oh, yeah. That's Google's newest product.
Google Guarantee.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. They show up at the very top next to the ads, but that's Google's newest product. They don't offer that in every industry in every area. I think you are in a qualified industry for it. But they charge $250 for the application, so you got to do like an extensive background screening. Usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete, but it's pretty worth it actually, because Google gives the homeowners that you work with a $2,000 insurance policy for the lifetime of the job as an incentive for them to go with you. And then these aren't like home advisor leads. Those leads, they transfer to you as a live call with the customer on the line. So you have like a Google rep that interviews you on what you consider a qualified job, and then they interview the prospect that calls in with those same parameters, and then they'll transfer it to you qualified, like they pre-screen it with them on the line, and then you don't get charged the lead fee unless you accept it. So if you don't accept it and you say, hey, no, this is not qualified, or you disqualify the lead, or if you decide, hey, I'm not going to go out and actually do that, you know, they don't charge you the lead fees. So it's very expensive, but it's also different. So like for $700, they're going to guarantee you like 13 to 15 leads. And those leads are so high quality, they're basically like 13 to 15 jobs that they're guaranteeing you with that. And it's like you might spend $700 initially, but that's a budget. That's not a monthly budget. You know, that rolls over. If you only use 5 of those jobs that month, you still got 10 remaining. You don't pay $700 again next month. It rolls over, and you don't get charged that $700 again until you've exhausted those 13 to 15 leads that they're guaranteeing you. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you might spend, you know, $250 application, $700 on the initial starting budget with a guarantee of 13 to 15 leads, but you might not pay another $700 for months. You know, it just depends on how fast you guys are taking on those leads and they're being produced. Yeah, so that's different. I'm more of a fan of the local listings, to be honest. I've been doing that for 10 years. You know, the Google Guarantee just rolled out like 2 years ago. They started in California, and then it slowly made its way across the U.S. Over time. But I've had a lot of success with both of them. You know, I'm not going to bash them. Basically, Google invented this because Home Advisor pays Google about $7 million a month for advertising, and they sell leads. But the Federal Trade Commission's talking about shutting those guys down for the reasons that I explained earlier, where they're selling the same lead to multiple people. Can actually send you that report. You should send it to your buddy that's using them, because if they do get shut down, then, you know, he could probably be entitled to getting some money back. You too.
On Angie's List you're talking about?
It's Home Advisor by Angie's List, yeah. Here, I just sent you the link. Like, the FTC shut them down once in 2012, and then they rebranded in 2014 and came back as Home Advisor. And then 2017, they bought Angie's List, and then they turned it into Angie's Leads. But the Federal Trade Commission caught them not just selling the same lead to multiple people. Now they're selling the same lead to multiple people on both platforms. So, like, if these guys are in the same area, you know, they're all getting the same leads from Home Advisor and Angie's. They're getting so recycled. And it's actually frustrating the homeowners. They're like, man, I filled out this form one day, and I had guys calling me for like 2 weeks straight. Just blowing me up about the same job, and the job's already completed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I sent you that link for that, too. So, you know, I'm not pulling stuff out of the air or blowing smoke up your butt or anything.
So,
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already on Google. I have a GMB, which is Google My Business page.
Yeah, yeah. You've already been PIN verified and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so is that the same thing, or will I get
more
files as you guys?
Yeah, you'll get more, because what we do is we put you on the first page of the search results. Now, you have a Google Business page, but you're only going to find that business page when you look up your business. If you go, you know, a mile or two down the road, and then you just type in, you're already PIN verified, so you'll probably show up at your house, actually. But if you type in one of the services you offer or one of your keywords, you won't see yourself. You'll get recommended to a competitor that's doing this type of advertising, a Google Places placement with a Google partner. So the point is you want to be listed for all the services you offer, and then cover that 40-mile radius. The more ground you cover, the more eyes you're going to get on it, the more opportunities you're going to get. So all we're doing is we're going inside that Google Business profile on the back end, and we're conducting an algorithm update, basically. So it's just a type of programming that Google gives us access to, and that moves you up to the front of the search results page. And the reason they give us access to it is because you're paying, and then that's how they make their money. About 85% of Google's income comes from, you know, Google Places, Google Ads, and Google Guarantee listings. So.
Right.
Yep. So what I'm recommending basically is you start with, you know, a Google Places listing, you know, the Facebook ads, the directory submissions, completing the full online profile, and then obviously evaluating that. There's no cookie cutter strategy that works for every business, so we want to customize your marketing strategy, and then once we have that down, then expand it. You know what I mean? Rather than trying to throw a bunch of money at the wall and see what sticks.
Okay.
Right? So that's my approach with it. I was offering you the Platinum Package Bundle for $249 a month, month to month, no contract. And that's just part of a promotion that I approved for you, and we'll lock that in, and there's no setup fee or anything like that either. So you don't have any extra additional surprises or anything. And then, you know, you can compare it. Like I said, I don't expect you to just take my word on everything. You know, if you want to run it side by side, it won't take you longer than a month to see the difference between what we do and what Home Advisor by Angie's is doing for you.
Yeah, I mean, I signed up with them sometime last week, and I haven't got a job yet, so.
Yeah. Oh, so it was really new. I spoke to you a week ago, exactly, on the 2nd.
Yes, so I got it a day before when I talked to you. That's why I told you, I was like, I don't know. I just signed up with them. I just paid $288, and
right.
I want to keep throwing money if I ain't getting no calls, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody wants to do that, but that's often what happens, you know, with that system is you're just paying for leads that aren't turning into business. And when you're just trying to get your business moving in the right direction, you know, you're going to end up going backwards before you're going forwards. You're going to spend a lot. Because let's say you're like, let's play the numbers game, right? Let's say you're a really good salesman, you know. Let's say you get half those leads, like your buddy, you know. Let's say he gets 5 out of 10, you know. 10 leads is going to cost you how much? You know what they're charging? Like, if they're charging $50 a pop, it's $500, you know, just to get. And so you're basically, if you're converting half of them as a good salesman, you're basically paying $100 for every job, which ain't bad. But then you got to cover gas, you got to cover the U-Haul rental, you got to pay your guys. You know, what are you making at the end of the day? Nothing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's a lot more cost efficient. I mean, I know you see $249 each month, but realistically, these you're not going to come back each month unless we're making sure it's working for you and you're seeing good return. So, you know, we're not going to make money unless you're making money. So we use all the tools at our disposal, the Google Analytics. You know, we could see what people are searching the most in the area. And then we always recommend have you listed for the ones that are going to generate the most traffic but are also qualified, you know. So that way we're not wasting your time or the end user's time. So
how long will it take for everything to be up and running?
Yeah, like that's a good
Google advertising.
Good question.
So website, custom website, all that.
Yeah, so Google tells us to quote you 10 to 14 days because of the PIN verification, but you're already PIN verified. So, you know, the PIN verification, I mean, you've already requested it. You see how long that thing takes to get in the mail? So slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why they tell us to quote people 10 to 14 days, but, you know, you could be up there a lot sooner. I just have to tell you 10 to 14 still, you know, because calls are recorded, obviously. Yeah. So they want me to at least give us that time. We still got to build your website, you know, go in, do the optimization to the listings, verify all the online listings. So there's a lot of work that needs to happen. And usually the PIN verification is the last part of it. So usually we get everything done before that PIN makes it to you in the mail, and then we get that five-digit number and we go live with their account, and it's posted, you know. So I would anticipate you get up there a lot quicker, but, you know, just because the calls are recorded, you know, I got to say 10 to 14 days. Yeah. So, yeah, Google just wants us to do that.
So I pay $249 a month, and I don't pay anything else. There's no leads.
Exactly.
Nothing. Okay.
Yep, no surprises. No lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, just flat $249.
And then, this comes with a Google Guaranteed as well?
No. Google Guaranteed is separate. So it'd be easier to qualify you for Google Guaranteed if you already have this. But Google Guaranteed is separate. That's something that we can talk about in the future. You know, I was saying that's not so cost efficient for you right now.
So pretty much it comes with Google advertising then?
Yeah, no, you have a Google Places placement. So you're going to be one of those three guys next to the map there when you type in moving services on Google?
Uh-huh.
Yep. So you'll have that. You'll be a top recommended option for up to 15 of the keyword terms. You can hand select them. We'll have recommendations ready for you. And then it covers up to a 40-mile radius. And then also it applies to Bing. Bing uses the Google top three and their top five recommended options. So they kind of just mimic the platform. So you'll end up there as well. It's about 8% of total searches on the Internet. So still significant. There's Facebook advertising. So if you don't have a Facebook business page, we'll create one. We'll host it. We do a weekly posting on there, get your approval before anything's posted. And then we also run ads on that Facebook. So if somebody is looking for moving services on Facebook, they'll actually get promoted, or you'll get promoted to them, as well as if they've looked for it in the past. They have like a pop-up that's part of your advertising campaign there that they'll receive. And then the 60 online directories we host for you. So Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, you know, just to name a few. There's 60. You know, we give you full transparency on all of them in the tracking system, and you have full access to everything via your tracking system. We also have review monitoring in place and a way that you could request reviews through your app. In the app, you could also pipeline, you know, your job opportunities. So if you don't have somebody that's answering phone calls for you, that's another huge benefit to this. It's not just going to generate you phone calls, but if you miss the calls, it'll pipeline them in your tracking system so you could go back and still get to those leads and call them back when you're available. So obviously the live calls are going to have the best conversion, but you know, you're not going to miss opportunities. We try to funnel them all and save as much information as we can so you can track them down. So, and that's all in that $249. So, I know it was a long-winded answer, but
I do have a Facebook business page.
Nice. Here, let me pull it up.
Myself moving out. I do have Thumbtack.
Moving out. Beautiful. Yeah, we're not going to duplicate any listings that you already have, Jason. The idea here is just to complete the profile and then obviously clear up any discrepancies there might be. So if something's changed in your business, like an address, a phone number, anything like that, hours of operation. We want to make sure all that matches up with what's listed on your Google listing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also have Yelp too. Yelp, I don't get a lot of access from Yelp.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're just extras. It's just extra fluff, you know, if I'm being real with you. 90% of your calls are going to come from the Google listing. Those are just, we just do those because Google asks us to complete your online profile. And it's a lot easier if there's a discrepancy on one of those for us to just be able to log in and fix it for you than to be like, hey, you need to contact Yelp and tell Yelp to remove this, you know. Or did you know that somebody wrote this on your Yelp and it's being posted everywhere, you know. So,
yeah,
it's a lot easier if we have it all under one roof. So, you know, when we get a new business, we like to give them all those directory submissions and do their site. That way it's like, hey, if you need to make a change, we could do it. It's just getting your approval and going in and doing the work, you know?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so when you search me up, I think I come in top three already.
Yeah, for Georgetown,
so,
you do.
Yeah, so yeah. What would be the difference with you guys, like, if I'm already, like, top three?
The ground you cover. So you'd have that same kind of presence, but further, you know? Right now, you're only being exposed to about a 5-mile radius, actually. It's not even all of Georgetown. But you're only being exposed to about a 5-mile radius around your pin. I mean, how many people are moving 5 miles from you, you know? So you need to have that placement for 40 miles and then multiple keywords, you know? You're banking on somebody being within 5 miles of you and typing in moving or moving service, you know? They type
I'm in,
in.
I'm actually in C for now. I put movers near me. I don't even see moving out anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know if it's doing from my phone, they already know that.
It's targeted based on your IP address. So if they drive within your radius, then you're going to show. You know what I mean? It's based off of, the location of the end user. So they know, where your IP address is that you search from. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're showing here, then, you know, you have same relevance you have in your own backyard. You know what I mean? If you're working with us. But if you're just doing a regular local listing that's not being hosted by a Google partner and you're not conducting any additional optimization or programming, then you're not going to, you know. So that's really what you pay for. You want to have as, you know, cover as much ground as you can. The more ground you cover, the more opportunities you're going to get.
Yeah, I definitely want to be at the top. I want to get more phone calls. I mean, I get a lot of phone calls in the summertime. If I go on my page, it says I sent out a few last month.
Yeah.
But then they send you a performance sheet from Google, and it says I got, 91 views. So I was like, I don't know which one's accurate. Why is it 10,000 on one? And then when they
Based on viewing, your site, if they actually clicked on your site and viewed it. And then there's other ones that are just based on, how your listing showed this many times, but nobody clicked on it, you know what I mean? Or nobody really looked at it. Yeah, so there's different analytics. There's, they have ones that are, I'm sorry. So there's ones that are, views, and then there's ones, it depends on, the system that you're using, too. Are you just looking through, the back end of your website, or are you saying your Google Business Profile is telling you that? Is it saying views or impressions, you know? I don't really know until I get in there.
The Google Business, what I was talking about.
Yeah, so there's clicks, there's views, and then there's impressions. Impressions are actually somebody who looked at your business profile, maybe clicked on it, and are actually looking at your hours or looking for a number or something. They actually interacted with it. Yeah, views are just it showed up, you know. So you might have views 10,000, but you might only have 100 of them actually clicked on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then what you really want though is the calls. I kind of hate those numbers, you know. Sometimes Google has these prompts that will message their current clients, and they're like, "Oh yeah, there was 100 million views in New York City, New York for your service in the last 30 days or in the last 6 months," and they're like, "Oh yeah, I gotta get that," and it's like. Views, you know, they're just looking, you know, and this means a lot of people are looking. You want to look at impressions and calls, clicks, you know, leads generated. And those are the real numbers. So you do get an analytics system from us, but, you know, I'm just telling you, obviously, be mindful of that, you know. It's good to get people to see you, but you really want the guys to call you at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess these ones are sponsored. So ones with the green check mark seem like they come up first, which is Google Guarantee.
Yep, the LSA. Yeah, those guys are paying a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're paying for each individual lead. Here, I can actually pull up the data if you want exact numbers on LSA. Get your zip code here, 19947. So the PIN was sent, and local service ads. Google Guarantee. Okay, boom. Let's say one lead, and let's say moving company. Vertical mover. Okay, there we go. Estimate. Yeah, see, your leads range from $48 to $72.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really expensive, you know? And then Google wants you to start with a minimum budget of 13 leads. So your starting budget would be, from, it's saying $624 to $936. And then, you know, you got to pay hosting on top of that. So, I mean, you'd be looking at like $1,200 a month. You know, realistically, you're paying almost $100 a lead when it all comes down to it with hosting and everything, and then pre-screening those calls for you, handing them off. So, you know, Google Guarantee would be like almost like paying for the Home Advisor leads, except for they're exclusive, and your customers are getting a $2,000 insurance policy. The leads are only going to you as a live call rather than five other people. But whatever you do with Google is going to be better than Home Advisor's pay-per-lead system. Even if it's that. It's expensive, but even that would be better, you know.
There's a moving code on here called On Time Moving Service.
Mm-hmm.
And the first review they have is they were not on time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing I tell people all the time, too. I'm like, hey, man, you could be the top-rated guy for, you know, the state, but if you guys aren't delivering quality work, you know, you're just going to have a really... Yeah, whole lot of views on a really bad reputation. You know? So you still got to do your thing out there. You know, even though we're getting you the exposure, you still got to, you know, take care of people and be diligent.
Right. All right, so pretty much, so we sign up and everything. You say the radius is further. So you said I'm like maybe 5 miles. So if people looking in Georgetown, Delaware, I might pop up.
You might, yeah, you might, if they're really close to you.
Sometimes I get calls from people from, like, Dover, so I don't know how they find me sometimes.
Yeah,
but.
Well, I mean, you could dig, too. The thing is, your company, the smart thing about what you did is you did kind of like an old-school thing with your business name. And so when it's moving out and somebody literally types in moving out, that's actually a keyword, you know? So your business name... Yeah, it's a keyword, and you could still show up organically for that, because Google's like, hey, are you looking for a mover, or are you looking for these guys? So they might still
promote you. Well, the thing about that, though, you can do moving out, but there's actually a video game called Moving Out. Yeah, so that popped up. They invented that game after I invented my name, so I was like, hey, man, that's
my name. You got to trademark it, you know, give me that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't notice that. And it is actually based on moving, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Definitely.
That looks cool. It looks like something I'd let my boys play with.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I tried moving out. And it would be nice if customers can just find it. I just bought custom moving out, but it's going to come up again. So, of course, they're going to be moving companies near and more.
I mean, obviously, you know, if you have it knocked out and we're doing the optimization, you'll show up. You'll show up over the video game, 100%. You'll actually even show up over your Home Advisor listing. Right now, if people look up moving out, they're seeing your Google Business profile, but your Google Business profile is actually underneath the Home Advisor by Angie's listing that you're on. So hopefully they don't click on that, because if they click on that, they get turned into a lead and got five other moving companies calling them instead of you, you know. The guys that are paying for the leads. So, you know, you want to clean up all the discrepancies there and, you know, make sure that you're being connected to the people that are looking for your service. And that's really what our service is all about. We're just putting you in front of the people who are already looking for what you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you 1 minute.
Okay.
Alright, hello.
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Yeah, I got this other one called Movers.com. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Movers.com? Mm-mm.
So they do like these as well, but they it's hard to pay for the month. So it's like $8 a lead, which isn't that expensive, but
not bad at all.
You have to pay for the whole month and they'll send you a job. So say they can send you one lead a day.
Mm.
And I got paid for that month, which is like $240. And all that. So I called my, and I told him I was thinking about it. Now they're calling no caller ID. I was like, why are you calling no caller ID? It's like they're keep calling from like block numbers and everything. Like,
yeah. You got to remember, like these companies, they're all like, you know, I got a desktop, you know, we're all in an office. They're not out in the field. So the companies like that, though, they're using Google to get those leads at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They market themselves, and then whatever they get from it, they sell to you, and they just try to make some off of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the problem with that, though, like, is they'll sell you a same lead that they're selling to, like, 5 or 10 other guys. So it seems like a great deal. Like, yeah, I'm getting one lead a day, but it's also like, man, there's, like, 5 or 10 other companies getting the same lead that are signed up with them. So
nah.
You know, listing yourself independently is the best way to go. Like, 90% of the calls that you get are conversions, they're sales, because these people are doing their homework, they're seeing your top recommended, and then they already picked you, basically. They gave you a ring. It eliminates a lot of hassle, you trying to chase them down and things like that. They're calling you instead of you calling them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot better quality. So, what you're already on the right track. It's just you need to expand it. You know, you need to put it on steroids. You need to get more eyes on it. And that's what we're talking about doing here, you know. Your local listing is great. It's great that you've been verified yourself. It actually will make my life a lot easier than if I were to sign somebody else up. That's kind of why I follow up with you. So, you know, it's a lot easier to work with somebody that understands what we're doing for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Than to have somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can give it a shot.
Yeah, you'll love it. Like I said, if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor or Movers.com, you're buying leads, and you'll do great with the local listing. So I'm going to create your online profile. I know it's going to sound really repetitive. I already have your Google Business page pulled up in front of me, but just in case anything's changed. What's your last name, Jason? Oh, Pierce, right?
Yeah.
P-I-E-R-C-E, just like the
yep.
email I sent. Okay, perfect. And then... Mm-hmm. That email address, jpierce.moving@gmail.com is the best email?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'll send you everything in writing, give you access to your tracking system there as well. And then the phone number that we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients?
Yeah, so our business line is 302-907-2800.
Oh, so that's different. Okay, hold on. Let me switch this out. 302-987-2800?
907.
Okay.
Hold on a second. So that's the business line. So, like, a receptionist will answer the phone, and they can transfer right to me. And then this is my direct cell phone number.
Okay. One more time. 302-987, I'm sorry. And then what was the last four?
2800.
907-2800. Okay. Let me update this. Remove this. I'm going to save this other number, though, in the cell phone category, just in case we need to get a hold of you directly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we need both of them.
Okay. Well, one business line will be displayed on the listing, and then obviously for your site, you can have the other one. But I'm going to have the 2800 listed as the primary.
Okay.
Let me update. All right, perfect. Any change in the business address?
No, thanks.
Okay. Perfect. I don't have to pin verify you again. You know how to access your Google Business profile?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So 15516 Sandy Drive. Okay. They're going to send you some credentials to add us as manager to the Google Business profile. So you'll still always have access to it, too. It's not like it kicks you out, but it just allows us to get in there and do the optimization. And it's good that you already have access to it, because then you can kind of get some insight on what we're doing.
Okay, now, so pretty much give you the password and let you guys in on the GMB.
You don't have to give us the password. They have like a code you can implement as a Google partner that you just kind of, we give it to you, you input it, and it lets us, you know, notifies Google that you're working with us, and then we get access to it that way. So you don't have to give us the actual credentials. You have to accept and input what we send over.
Google sending me one time. I'm kind of like funny about that. About Google.
About what?
They suspended me one time because I changed my address.
Yeah, yeah. If they can't verify the listing with what they have, then they do that. You have to re-pin verify yourself over. That's why I was asking right now. Like, is it still the accurate address? Because, if they don't want to display any listings that might be outdated, you know, the numbers off, anything like that, you know. It's like, you know, they don't want their customers calling a deadline or going somewhere, you know. It just kind of defeats the purpose. So they try to make sure that they're getting the end user, and they keep in mind the end user experience, you know, a lot. So they try to make sure the end user is getting what they're looking for. That's why they're the number one search engine in the world now.
Okay.
Yeah, they eliminate all that nonsense. So it's not really a person suspending it. It's an AI system where it's like, okay, if you go in there and you change it, then you need to verify it with Google. You can't just swap it out, you know.
All right.
Yeah. We also like to verify that it's you. It's a lot easier to verify, though, when you're working with a Google partner. Like, if you look us up, we're right next to Google. You can see them in our, like, the background of our building when you look at the pictures. Okay. Yeah, so that means I'm calling you from California. It's 8:14 in the morning here.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you pieced that part together. All right, perfect. So let me update. Okay. And then you have the option to hide your address. Do you want to have it hidden or displayed? Because it's currently showing on your Google Business profile.
Hey, God, there's a lot of people that actually try to
get directions to you. Yeah.
It's not like business office. I don't have that quite yet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, if it's doable.
Yeah, it'll still say Georgetown and have Delaware on there and the zip code. It just won't have the street address displayed, and they won't be able to get the turn-by-turn directions to you anymore.
Okay.
Yep. But it is on your Yelp as well, so that's just some food for thought. Unless you want to give us access to the Yelp, or if you can go in there and remove it. There's a way you can hide it. We could show you how to hide it.
So let's do one at a time. So are we doing Google My Business first?
You're getting everything in the Platinum package. So you're getting the Google Business, Google Local Listing. It's called Google Places. And then you also have Bing Local, and then all the directories, Yelp, Yellow Pages. We don't duplicate any of the directories, though. If you already have them, we would just say, hey, you know, we get permission from you to access them. And then we go in there and we make the modifications. So we're not going to, like, create another Yelp page for you. You know, if you already have one there, it has 35 photos on it and 7 reviews, all 5-star, you know, we're leaving that.
Okay.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that you have everything that's in that directory submission. So we'll just kind of go in there and fill the holes, not duplicate anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, anything you already have existing, we'll have to get permissions from you to access. So that way we have, you know, proof in a paper trail that we got your consent to go in there and make those modifications on your behalf.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then.
So Yelp, like I said, I don't get a lot of people on Yelp.
People don't use Yelp. I mean, if you think about it, like I do use Yelp, actually. I shouldn't say that. But I use it for, like, airplanes. Like, if I want to see what the airplane seats look like, or, like, what the reviews. I look for Yelp. I go to Yelp for the bad stuff. That's what I should say. I go to Yelp to see, like, what's really bad about it? Like, I understand everything good being promoted, but what's bad? Like, if you look up Disneyland on Yelp, they get, like, a 1-star. And they're like, well, you come to Disneyland out here in Southern California, you're thinking it's the happiest place on earth. But what really happens is you're stuck in a line in, like, 90-degree weather for like an hour just to get on one ride. And you probably get on like five rides by the time your day's over. You only see like half the park, you know, and then you bet $500 on it, you know. So, yeah, I like Yelp for that reason, or to like look at pictures of food at a restaurant that I've never been to to just see like, you know, what the food looks like rather than a menu with words, you know, but that's about it. Yeah. I don't really go to Yelp to find anything, you know, when it comes to if I need like a mover or if I need a service based industry, somebody to do like junk removal, hauling, a plumber, HVAC guy, all those guys, I'm just going to Google search them and, you know, look at their reviews. And you have 58 reviews at 4.9, so you know, you should do pretty fine.
Yeah, I've taken a move now to Georgetown, Delaware. There's a couple moving companies up top. Mm-hmm. And then my Google listing comes up and says moving out. Then I'm also on Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
Moving out, Yelp pops up. Hire Helper, I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Let me look it up. Hold on.
Then Moving Labor is another site I'm on. Movers Corp.
Yeah.
And my Facebook page and MapQuest.
Yeah, you got a lot of directories going on.
Yeah, the Business Yap. I don't never heard of that.
Yeah. The cool thing is, though, is like you can also not just when we expand your Google Places placement, your other listings can end up having organic placement too. Like your Facebook could end up showing up organically down here. The companies that are ranking organically, you know, you'll see Angie's down there, top 10 best movers, Georgetown. You'll see Home Advisor on there for best movers, Georgetown, you know. But you can have another listing on here, so you could be on the first page twice, but, you know, you want to have the top recommended guys up here in the places section. That's where the money's at.
Yeah.
Or have Google Ads or Google Guarantee. A lot of times people know these Google Ads guys and the Google Guarantee guys aren't local. You know, so they're just kind of like, you know, if I want somebody out there that's local or, you know, and then, you know, the local listings is going to be the ones that are going to end up getting the call. But, yeah, the organic listings, it's kind of crazy that Home Advisor and Angie's are in there. You know, that's what I was explaining to you earlier is like they pay Google like $7 million a month to do this all over the United States. And all they're doing is reselling leads. You know, they get one lead in your area and they send it to all those guys on that list for a fee. And, you know, they're charging you whether you get the job or not. So, like, majority of the people out there are paying lead fees for nothing.
Hmm.
You know? It's just better to have you and the customers communicate directly at the time that they're looking for your service.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I got your business profile. Oh, sorry.
Definitely.
What was that?
Calls and everything, like I said, it's been slow. Like this week, man, I haven't really had too much, so I'm definitely going to be up top.
Yeah.
We get more phone calls, you know, seem like a lot more other companies coming up first, and maybe they're getting all the calls now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so, like, I hate saying this, because, like I was telling you earlier, like, views and searches are, you know, can kind of skew numbers, but I pulled the data for the 40-mile radius around you. You know, it's just to kind of give you an idea. So, like, movers and moving company, those two keywords combined, there was 1,812 searches in the last 30 days within a 40-mile radius of you. So, again, it's searches, though. You know, so.
Yeah.
It's still good traffic. I mean, that means obviously people are still searching for it a lot in the area, but I'm not going to tell you, oh, you're going to get, you know, 20, 30. You know, it's really just based off of, you know, them calling you and you closing them. So,
right.
Yeah. That's why I hate diving into the numbers, but because Google doesn't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of jobs. They don't want me to tell you, hey, you're going to get 20 and then you get 15 and you're like, you lied to me. I quit. You know? So I have to be like very careful when we go over numbers and things like that.
I mean, there'd be some days where my phone blow up. Like, usually, Mondays would be popular days. I get 20 phone calls a day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why Google tells us, though, too. Like, don't tell them, oh, you're going to get 2-3 calls every day. Because it's not really like that. It's not realistic. Like, sometimes it's like you get 20 one day, and then the next day you get 2. You know? Like, it's just, yeah. So they just don't want us to, like, lie to you to gain your business. Because if you decide, oh, you feel like you've been lied to, you just cancel it. And their goal is to have you as a long-term client, you know, reoccurring every month and coming back, not just bill for a month and be like, oh, you know, this guy lied to me, I'm out of here, you know.
So,
yeah, I got to be really careful with what I say and how we do things. All right, so update. I got your whole profile set up, though, basically. I've just been kind of copy and pasting off your Google Business page. Hours of operation are all the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 8 to 8, Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, well, I think Saturday 7 to 7.
Oh, on here it has it as 8 to 8. Okay, you want me to change it?
Right.
Yeah, I'll change it.
That's all right. Now, Sunday is 9 to 5.
Sunday is 9 to 5. Okay. It has Sunday 8 to 8 also on your listing, so let me swap it.
Yeah, I know I switched. I don't know if I switched someone on Google or not. I'm just
Yeah, maybe it got suspended, though, like you were saying when you were doing that. 9 to 5, okay. Sunday, 8 to 8, Monday through Saturday. Yeah, it just says 8 to 8 all the way through.
Oh, yeah, it does. Okay.
I'm happy I asked now because I was just going to leave it.
Yeah. All right. Let me,
The number's already updated on there.
I can switch it.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, I won't be working 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to get you my direct number and extension right now. I'm just going to text it to you. Save it to your phone. If you want something done like that quickly rather than you driving yourself nuts trying to do it, you could message me while you're out in the field and I'll just knock it out for you.
Okay.
Those are simple stuff. That's simple stuff.
Okay. Let's save.
And then that's going to be attached to every phone number and email that you get from our company moving forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Any contact.
Every text and email. Okay. And then client interview. It might sound a little repetitive, but I want to interview you just to make sure we're not missing anything. So usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. They're going to go over like all the services you offer, the service area. I mean, even though we draw you up a 40-mile radius, you know, there's state lines and other things that fall within that. So we want to make sure that we're not listing you anywhere you don't want to go or you're not, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, usually it takes about 30 to 40, but we ask for an hour. What's a good time? Later today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I'm off today, so we can definitely do that later on today. Whatever time's good for you.
Yeah, okay, so I have a slot available between 1 and 2, but it's Pacific Standard, so it'd be 4 to 5. I also have one available here 10 to 11, which would be 1 to 2, your time.
Do you have anything like 2 to 3?
Let me just
make sure. My time?
Yeah, I'm checking right now because they do have one guy in here, but it says that they have it kind of like blocked out for their lunch hour because that's 11 to 2 or 11 to 12 here is 2 to 3 your time. Let me just double check. Okay, yeah. They said I can schedule you for that time. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to have it text you automated message 1 hour before just to make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just reply to that message with the new time that you need to be contacted, and then I'll make sure that either myself or a representative walks you through it.
All right.
Let me go ahead and schedule. Jason Pierce. You're the sole owner, right?
Yes.
Okay. How many guys do you have?
About 6 to 8 of us.
6 to 8, okay. So you can get, yeah, I mean, you guys could stay pretty busy. So we can probably ramp this up in a couple months then.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm going to probably get everything done before busy season starts, like in May.
Okay.
Getting like a lot of phone calls and just be really busy. I mean, I want to get some more jobs now. Like, we have a few online service jobs coming up, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, my plan is to get everything going in the right direction, you know, show you what we're bringing to the table, get the increased exposure, increase the phone calls and traffic and visibility. And then obviously, you know, if you hire more guys, you know, I want to have a conversation about, you know, expanding in the future. That's exciting to me because I know this might start out 249, but it might turn into something a lot bigger later, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll grow you progressively. We're not just, like I told you earlier, I've never been interested in, let's just throw a bunch of money at the wall and see what sticks. And a lot of companies do that, but there's no like cookie cutter way, to make sure every business is successful. You have to actually get in there, you know, see what their market is, see what they do and don't do, how it's performing traffic wise, you know, and you customize their marketing strategy until you find what works for them. Then you expand it. You know what I mean? You know, just go, oh, okay. Yeah. Let me just start throwing $700 a week into it, you know. Throwing money at things doesn't just solve the problems unless it's your wife, which my wife, I could just throw money at her and it solves my problems. So. I'm like, okay, here you go. Whatever it is, there you go. All right, I got you. So did you get that invitation?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I got the response back from client interview too, so that's locked in. All right, perfect. So let me just adjust your billing. So I'm going to put you on a platinum bundle. We're going to go $249. I'm going to grandfather you in, and then I'm going to waive your setup fee. And then, oh, you have these two sites on here, too. I know on your current listing it has moving-out-business.site. And I noticed that when I was looking on your pricing earlier, I was on a different site. I was on moving-out.services. Which one of those did you want to have on your Google Business profile?
I want to have moving-out.services.
Yeah, okay. So we're on the same page with that. So I got to change this. So let me...
Because the Google one, that's just my Google page.
Yeah. Well, this one, yeah, it's just like a Google, like a site that you get from Google. Like they give you the domain and then it's like a little format that you fill out. But yeah, it's not like your other one. So I'm happy I asked that too, because I'm going to swap them out and get rid of this like google.com site. You can.
Yeah, that one's good. Like people find me on Google, they still get sending messages through there and stuff, but I want to get a lot of.
I really like the photos you have on that one though.
Yeah, I created that one myself.
Yeah, I really like the gallery on that one. It's cool. I mean, you can see all you guys and your shirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks happy. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's definitely some stuff. I mean, here, let me send you the email. If you give us access to the site and you want us to like ramp up your site a little bit, I could do that for you too, and we won't charge you at all. I have graphic designers in house that could do that.
Real?
Yeah, because the platinum package that I have you on actually includes the site. So you already had the site, so I waived the fees on it. But we'll still, you know, we'll still go in there if you want to give them access to it. I can have them customize it and ramp it up a little bit. And I sent you an email address. If you want to send in the photos that you have on the Google one, you know, we can build a portfolio on the moving-out.services and kind of clean it up and reformat it and make it look good with what we have there. So I'll basically put the two sites into one.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but again, we got to get your consent. You got to give them access to it. So they'll go over that during the client interview. All right, perfect. So I have everything squared away. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Jason, how did you want to do that?
Oh, yeah, that part.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I think it's Visa. Let me go get my wallet. Give me 1 minute.
Okay. Thank you.